Hi, everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English by using it to explore the American and European cultures, habits, and lifestyle. You can also find us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Martha.
Today we're talking about being sick. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Martha. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks. And you?
Feeling great. And I'm so thankful, too, because it seems as if everyone has a cold right now. Everywhere I go, people are coughing, sneezing, and blowing their noses.
It's this crazy weather. It's sunny on Monday.
And snowing on Tuesday.
Yeah.
You're right. I always seem to catch a cold when the weather changes from one season to another. My nose acts as a sort of barometer.
So let's talk a bit today about being sick.
That will be useful because a lot of people are feeling under the weather right now.
They're feeling under the weather?
That means they're feeling a little bad, not well, a bit sick. First, let's organize our discussion by parts of the body. We'll start with the head. If your head hurts, that's called a headache.
But what if your headache is really strong?
A strong headache is called a migraine, and it's terrible. Migraine headaches can cause dizziness, blurred vision, that means your eyes don't see well, nausea, and sensitivity to light.
A migraine, got it. What about ear problems?
Well, if your ear hurts, that's an earache, which can develop into an ear infection. Pay careful attention to ear pain and see a doctor if it worsens.
What about when something irritates your nose and you need to keep blowing your nose?
Then you have a runny nose. That can be caused by all kinds of irritants like dust and pollen. Or maybe you've caught a head cold. A head cold is when your whole head just feels bad. You may have a headache, sore throat, sneezing, and a cough.
Good times.
I caught a head cold a few months ago, and I blew my nose through the entire month of September.
Wow.
Let's see, what else can we talk about? If you feel a little dizzy, you can also say, I feel lightheaded.
I feel lightheaded. That means I feel dizzy. All right.
And if your neck hurts, maybe because you have slept the night before in a bad position, then you can say, I have a stiff neck.
I have a stiff neck.
Okay, let's move a little lower down the body. If you feel a little nauseous, if your stomach feels bad, you can say, I feel a little queasy. That means you feel nauseous.
And if your back hurts?
Oh, like mine does right now. Then you have a backache. Or maybe it's just a stiff back. And when you move around and get some exercise, then your back will loosen up and feel better.
How about an expression related to mood?
Sure. If you're feeling a little depressed, you can say, I'm feeling blue. We've talked about that in a previous episode. You can also say, I'm not myself today.
I'm not myself today. Got it.
I'm not myself today can refer to your mood or your physical self. It can either mean you are a little depressed or you're not feeling well.
Okay, give us an example. Cindy, how are you today?
Oh, I'm not myself today. I guess I'm a little tired. Tonight, I'll be sure to go to bed early.
Let's let's move on to the rest of the body.
Okay. Muscle contractions in the legs are pretty common. They're very painful and usually, thankfully, don't last long. When a muscle painfully contracts, for example, from sitting in an uncomfortable position for too long, we call that a cramp.
When a muscle contracts and causes pain, that's called a cramp.
Right. Muscle contractions can cause cramps. But when we overextend a muscle, that's called a pulled muscle.
Can you give us an example?
Sure. I tried to lift the sofa by myself, and I pulled a muscle in my back. The next time I move that heavy sofa, I will surely ask another person for help.
What if we injure a joint, but it's not broken?
If we overextend or twist a joint, that's called a sprain. It's very painful, and you may have swelling, but nothing is broken.
Sprained ankles are very common.
You can sprain your ankle playing basketball. You can sprain your knee while dancing. You can sprain your wrist while playing tennis. There are lots of ways to sprain your joints. Marta, have you ever sprained a joint?
No, I haven't.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Marta and I want to wish everyone a happy and healthy day. Take good care of each other, be good to each other, and we hope to hear from you real soon.
Stop by today and say hello on our Facebook page.
Or on our blog at www.myamericanfriendblog.com. We're also on iTunes, Podomatic, Twitter, and YouTube. Take care, everyone, and thanks for listening.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye. My American Friend.